When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets here on Highway 1085 in Covington. Come shop and save. You can make your groceries. Come on by. Talk to Bobby and I about football. Rouse's is the official supermarket of the Saints. 85% lean ground. Chuck only $7.77 per pound. Save $2.52 per pound. Bob, before we get into it, we know we were talking about the Forbes 500 list. And
we talked about that like about a week and a half, about the last 10 days.
So yeah. I went back. I checked it all into the deal. And who has more than anybody else? SMU.
No, Dallas, they have the money. You know, they had the dead penalty.
Read off the top five I sent you.
I'm going to read it all because I just want to know what you got to keep up with the Joneses. I don't care if you're LSU from a local perspective or you look at even Tulane. How can you be relevant? And you look even Alabama. You know, what are you going to do? SMU. This is a breakdown of four or 500 schools where they attended. Now, will they give to football? I think you can manipulate it.
Some will, some don't.
Well, SMU has 11. We always talk about Texas and Texas A&M. Well, they each have 10 along with Harvard. Now, Harvard's going to be an Ivy League team. We ain't going to worry about them.
No, they're giving money to the school that you go learn.
But I'm looking at football programs. Look what SMU's at right now. They're playing Penn State in the playoffs. Texas A&M. Then you notice that number nine, where they stole our quarterback, Michigan. Michigan has 9. Okay, who has 8? They're keeping up with the Joneses, Ohio State and USC. Now, USC's been down and out, but not Ohio State, so they're all relevant. So right under that, and Rich Motti, Mike, we do a TV show at home with him and his son.
He would like that one.
And his son, Michael Motti, is involved with this, so, hey, you got to hit him up. With 7... Fortune 500, when you look at that, schools, the breakdown, Penn State has 7. Georgia has 7. Tennessee has 7. Now, Mike, I don't No, Alabama ain't in that number. LSU's in that number. No, it's going to be interesting what's going to happen. I'm talking about a handful of years, half a dozen.
And not every one of those billionaires got to give it to the athletic department for you to make go. Yeah, a couple of them. And, man, you're sitting pretty good at this stage of the game.
Right. And then, no, I think he almost had to do this. This is like being a politician. Coach Kelly being a politician. Oh, I'm giving $1 million. Can you match it? You know, kind of like, you know, to get the fans involved. I'll give $1 million. You give $1 million. Now, it's the whole everything. I get so much damn mail right now before Christmas about matching the donations. Okay, whether you give in like $500 or $1,000 or $100, or we'll match it or we'll triple it. So you see that all the time.
And think about Larry Ellison, who owns Oracle. He's the guy that was the major player in Bryce Underwood going to Michigan.
To staying home.
To stay home.
Mike, he's raised 30 miles from Ann Arbor's mom and dad. So anybody that's hating on him, he committed to LSU, no. He's a free market. It's a capital. I'm a capitalist. So if he's staying home,
okay,
how can you poo-poo that?
If you his mom or dad,
they got to be loving that.
Come on, you got to say, at this stage, this is what you're going to get?
Now, you might say, I'm frustrated. I want college football. I don't want it to be pro football. But
That's what you got.
But it's them days are over. They've opened up Pandora's box. So, I don't know if LSU is going to give. I'm just throwing out there $6 million. And Michigan gives them $12 million. That's just the way the world and what's happening right now, Mike, whether you want to accept it or not. But that's what's going to occur. Now, Mike, I mentioned Penn State, Georgia, Tennessee. You know what's interesting? Sacramento State, that's like Nickel State level. Now, will they try and move up? Now, I don't know ever because you look at Stanford and Cal.
They will. Now, that's a heavy engineering school.
That's where you graduate. They have six Fortune 500 guys.
I actually thought they might have a couple more, but six. Think about six billionaires.
Now, you know what surprised me? Along right behind Penn State, Georgia, Tennessee. Now, you always talk about Texas. Texas Longhorns and Texas A&M Aggies. Rice has six. Now, Rice would be like an intellectual school like Tulane.
Correct.
But they have six. So, I mean, is Rice going to be relevant? They have a big stadium. They had a damn Super Bowl there.
Yes, they did.
Remember
years ago, the
Viking Steelers. Yep. It holds 80-some thousand people. So will Rice all of a sudden come in the mix? And you know what else? And he'd always brag on this school because this is where he went. Jim Dombrowski, Virginia. Virginia has six. The Virginia Cavaliers, that's an ACC school. So, Mike, when
you write those schools down.
Yeah, so where the money comes from.
And where's the money coming from? Yeah. North Carolina actually had five. They were off the list because I went to six was the cut line. But
so they had five.
North Carolina has
so
five.
So what we have in Louisiana, two or one? Fortune 500.
Two. Because you have Ms. Gail Benson, who's on there.
And Raising Cane's.
And Raising Cane's.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Think about it. The guy that has Raising Cane's, he graduated from Georgia. He didn't graduate from LSU.
No, and he still gives money to LSU, though.
He does give a lot of money to LSU. So it goes to show you that I think when you kind of follow the money, those schools will have a lot of success.
Well, and you might say, well, it's play for pay. Well, yes, that's what's happening today. Oh, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't know. You like football? You want to watch football? That's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it's going to be for sure. Mike, I don't know what's happening past 2030. But I know in the next half a dozen years, for a handful of years, this is the way it is. When will the bubble burst and all that? Can LSU keep up with the Joneses? Can Alabama? You know, you got traditional programs. Can they keep up with the Joneses? But it's a crapshoot. It's going to be like a crapshoot. You don't know if a first-round draft pick is going to work out. Look at the Saints I've been dealing with. The same thing, you're paying a 17-year-old. I'm going to give him how many million or a million, whatever. I don't know if he's going to work out. But the ones that hit on – look who was as aggressive as anyone when you say Ole Miss –
Very. And still are.
And Ole Miss is not in the playoffs. They're trying. Right? They're trying.
But think about how big the state of Texas is. And people say today, oh, the economy is so bad. All I can tell you is SMU, Texas A&M, Rice. all in that top list. Oh, all from one state.
Well, that's why they say everything.
Yeah, all in gas.
That's why they say everything's big in Texas except for the cowgirls. Yes, that's what I love. That's what I love. Everything's rolling. Everything's big in Texas, but not the damn cowgirls. I love it. As like I said last weekend, it's always a great day in America when you look at the NFL schedule, whatever week it is, when the Saints win and the cowgirls lose. And typical cowgirl loss, how they lost to the Bengals.
God.
I mean, listen, if you were in Louisiana, everybody's cheering for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And I was like, man, I don't know. They're going to lose another one. Oh, no, they blocked the punt. No, not so fast. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was kind of Leon Led part two. Don't touch the ball. No, it was totally cowgirl. I mean, that was totally, I guarantee you, Jerry Jones on that play, he aged about 8 months. Now, not a whole year, but about 8 months on that play. It was like,
and Jerry's like, I've seen this before.
Yeah, and the anxiety setting in. Right now with the Cowgirls, you got to love it. And I always say this. I don't hate Dallas. I think Dallas is a great city. I actually cheer for it. I used to go to Texas Rangers games. That's Arlington. That's Dallas. I went to Dallas Stars hockey games, NHL. I like the Stars. I like the Rangers. I don't hate the Mavericks. I don't necessarily like it because they're competing with the Pelicans. But you know what? I hate the damn Cowgirls. They ain't nothing better than to see them fall on their face and not be relevant. And you know what? They have a lot of Louisiana people that cheer for Dallas, for the Cowgirls.
Your neighbor, T-Mel. T-Mel Guitro.
I'm saying, why? Listen, well, I mean, because you brainwash. And if you still brainwash this latter part of your life, you need to move to Texas. You need to be a who dat. Now, Dallas could be your third team, second team, but you can't be cheering for Dallas over the Saints. You're in Louisiana. Hello, who dat?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.